Is there any like specific reason you could find for why there was a gap in, you know, the social scientists and geographers not looking at this?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have pointed this out. So the conventional production in the US, which is like traditional drill to a look for where the gas and oil have migrated to and then tap into that, not tap the source rock. So that was the traditional form of production, and conventional production in the U.S. had really waned, and so there wasn't high opportunity for new drilling in the U.S. under conventional. But with this kind of new technology, that changed the dynamic, and so it opened up the U.S. as extractive, as a primary sector once again for oil and gas drilling. And so I think there was just this lag that social scientists and researchers were not looking at oil and gas extraction in the U.S. because it was sort of something of the past. So there was a historical focus on it, but not a active production focus on it. Not completely absent, but it was there. But people were more interested in like maybe what was going on in Nigeria. So if you look at, for example, geographers and what they were looking at, there is a lot written about Nigeria and Ecuador and Peru and these international companies that are affiliated with the United States operating in underdeveloped countries and global south. And so the lens just was not here in the United States until the scale of it was so great that it was like, holy cow.
Like it's sort of unavoidable.
You
can look around.
I was like, here it is. And now we're seeing these dramatic changes. And so now there's a lot of people doing research on oil and gas drilling in the U.S. I mean, that's a fairly common research topic for a lot of social scientists now.